Hello, Dr. Lakin here, another podcast. This one is a group of podcasts I'll be doing on proper diet in various settings of illness. And the first one, and probably the most important one that we'll start with, is in the setting of an acute gastrointestinal illness, such as one where you have nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. And usually this is the kind of issue that causes the patient to call into the office saying, you know, how should I handle this? What next? And so forth. And what we're talking about is an infection typically that's acute in onset and that's associated with nausea, vomiting, and then ultimately diarrhea. Typically, these type of events are infectious events. And they're either caused by a virus, which is actually probably 90%+ of these are viral. Various types of viruses that we encounter for whatever reason. The other 10% is probably foodborne illness. And I know we tend to say, oh, I think it was something I ate last night that upset my stomach and gave me terrible nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. But that's rarely the case that food will do that to us, unless there's really some significant bacteria in that food. And that's just not so common in the civilized world, here in Arizona in particular. I'm not saying it's not possible. Of course it is. A lot of times patients will come in, or even myself, I think, oh, it must be that restaurant I ate at, or the Chinese food, or the Mexican food I ate, or something like that. But that's really generally not the case. Usually these things are viruses that are going around in the area, and we just run into it, and we have anywhere from several hours to a few days of a real upset stomach. Very bothersome, but we need to know how to handle it. Number one, the first thing you need to do is do what you can to settle the stomach. Number two is focus on liquids. That's the key. We cannot have dehydration. That's the issue that will cause us to go to the emergency room or cause us to be hospitalized. Number three is resuming a diet of light foods. And that is number three, and it's far and away the least important of things. You can get away with drinking liquids for days and days, particularly liquids that have some sugary material in them, that are caloric, that is, they have calories in them. They will sustain you. You don't need to eat after one of these acute episodes. So do not push that forward too quickly. So the first thing we're going to focus in on is settling the stomach. And this is very difficult. Typically, when we get acutely nauseated and start throwing up, this will go on anywhere from a few to several hours. Very bothersome. There is not a lot you can do at home to settle a stomach, to be honest with you. There are home remedies such as taking Coca-Cola and getting rid of the carbonation, flattening it out, or using ginger ale or ginger root. These are things that sometimes can work, but when you're acutely ill with nausea, generally not effective. So if this is going on and on more than 4 hours, you're getting dry heaving, you're just feeling terrible, then the next thing to consider is calling the office and getting some medication. Typically, we'll use a medicine like Compazine or Phenergan. These are medications given in suppository form. That is, they're given rectally. Why? Because you're nauseated and vomiting. If we give it as a pill, you won't keep it down and it won't be effective. So if it's given rectally, it absorbs across the rectal lining, the mucosa, the tissue of the rectum, and you get that medicine into your system. And what does it do? It goes to your brain, to an area in the brain called the nausea center. There is actually an area in your brain that's responsible for making you nauseated. And if we stimulate that area with these medications, we can quiet it down. So if you're not getting over your nausea, you need to get some of these suppositories to try. Alternatively, you can try pills if you think you can keep them down. These medicines, Compazine and Phenergan, can be given as pills. There's also another pill in the same category called Reglan or metoclopramide. We can try that. And as well, there's another medicine you may have heard of called Zofran or Ondansetron. This formerly expensive medication, now generic and less expensive, is another medicine that's great for nausea, but it's in a pill form only. So it is a consideration. Some people like to have these medicines around the house. You'll find most doctors carry them on trips and so forth. I do myself. So if you want to have them around the house, you let us know, just in case you want to have ready access to such medications. Of course, if you're sickly and having problems with this sort of thing, you're not able to get out quickly, and having it at the ready is key. So think about being a Boy Scout here or Girl Scout and have your medicines at the ready. Do let us know if you'd like to have them. The second thing is to work on the liquids. And this is the key, because after the nausea settles and you're able to keep something down, you need to use a little bit of liquid to help with replenish yourself, because you generally become dehydrated. What do we recommend? Very simple. It's clear liquids. And what's a clear liquid? It's any liquid that light can easily shine through. So here's the list. Number one, water. Still the most plentiful and easily used of the hydrating methods is use just plain water. Two is Gatorade or any similar electrolyte kind of drink, whether it's vitamin water or any of the other ones that are out there. I'm not partial to any brand. They all work well. They do have a little bit of electrolyte. They do enhance rehydration a little bit. So that's worth considering having some of that around or using that. Do not use the sugar-free versions of these. You are sick and calories are important in healing. So get those calories in. You use the regular sugared versions. It's fine to take a break from sugar-free right now when you're sick. Use that. The third recommended one, tea. Perfect. A little weak tea is great. Of course, we use the world over. Clear liquids, cranberry juice, apple juice, white grape juice. You might water these down just a little bit so they're not as concentrated. Broth from chicken soup, matzo ball soup, or bouillon, another good liquid. Again, you might tone it down a little with a little extra water in it. And popsicles, of course, another simple thing. And of course, you can use ice chips, things like that. Sip, sip, sip. That's the key to starting the process. Just little bits of liquid will help you get through this and will avoid the emergency room and the hospital. Then, once things have settled down, you're able to keep down the liquids and you want to go beyond that, it's into a light diet. And I wouldn't focus on pushing this forward too quickly. You can go days and days without eating at all, just as long as you're drinking liquids. But what is that light diet list? That includes toast, crackers, plain noodles, macaroni, no cheese, plain rice, bananas, applesauce. These are simple to digest foods that your stomach will tolerate when you're acutely ill and will replenish you a little bit. And as you improve progressively, you can enhance your diet, adding back in things that you otherwise should not consider at this time, which would be fried foods, heavy meats, or dairy. Do not use those in the acute phase. They will not settle well on the stomach. They're harder to digest. But use them later after your stomach has settled down and your digestion has settled down. You can use the light foods as mentioned primarily as the first steps. Now, do know that in the setting of these kind of illnesses, diarrhea is the last of the symptoms to resolve and will persist for several days or even weeks. Up to 4 weeks is not unusual. 6 weeks even, we allow that. So if you're having diarrhea longer than 6 weeks after one of these spells, please let us know. That's the story for rehydrating and proper diet. Focus in on those liquids. Get your stomach settled. Of course, we're always here if you need us. That's it from Dr. Duck.